Chapter 4. Next Door Neighbors. But the dog got to Matt first. Instead of attacking, he jumped up and licked Matt's face. Matt beamed. "Tiger is my friend," he said. "Yeah." Jeremy was embarrassed that he had been afraid of the dog. Suddenly, it looked very friendly. Another boy about Jeremy's age had followed the dog across the lawn. "Hey, Matt," he said. "How are you doing?" The boy introduced himself as Ricky Alexander. He explained that he'd just gotten back from camp. That's why Jeremy hadn't seen him around. "But I see you've already met Matt," he said.
"I guess so," Jeremy agreed.
"Matt is our neighborhood celebrity. His basketball team won a medal in the state Special Olympics," Ricky explained.
"That's fantastic," said Jeremy.
"I told you about it," Matt chimed in.
"That's right, Matt. You did tell me. I just didn't understand what you meant. Congratulations." Jeremy had heard of the Special Olympics, but he didn't know much about it. That evening, he looked it up on the internet. He found out that the games are international. Almost 2 million athletes with disabilities from around the world participate in them. It was true that Matt was a local celebrity. Jeremy found 3 newspaper articles about his basketball team. One told how the team had won a medal at the state games. The other 2 showed them at a basketball clinic run by the state university.